Hi, this is Iking Reyes, and you're on The Inspiring Leader. It's a podcast where we talk about things and stuff about life, love, and learning.
Our guest for this episode is the BTI, Philippine Trade Training Center Executive Director, Ms. Nelly Nita De Liera. She is a multi-awarded public servant with decades of remarkable government service between the Department of Trade and Industry and the Department of Tourism. Ms. De Liera, thank you for joining the podcast.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Ix, and thank you very much for having me. This is a rare opportunity. Thank you very much.
You've been in government service since your early professional years. Tell us about your journey and the valuable leadership lessons you have learned from the SOC Sergeant days in DTI to the Department of Tourism and now coming full circle and heading the DTI Philippine Trade Training Center here in Manila.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ix. Actually, even before I joined the government, I was working with the media. So I worked for a radio station and a television station back in the province. And I think I would also consider that, you know, very eventful and very useful as far as my career is concerned, because that was actually the time that I was able to learn, you know, how to handle social issues, how to probe, okay, given the background also that I have as MASCOM from UP. And also, I also had the opportunity of learning also from the best reporters on that side of the country. That's particularly Cotabato City. And Cotabato City, as you may know, actually lent itself a lot to a lot of stories. You know, that's why I would like to believe that that particular, you know, area of probing about the social issues was really very helpful with all the other media personalities. And of course, if you're actually working for the media, I mean, those days or maybe even these days, that actually gave you an opportune time to meet a lot of people, diba? You're given the opportunity to interview people, high-ranking officials and all that. And those engagements actually also gave me insights on how their life, how their works were, even at that early part of my career. And eventually, I thought it, you know, okay already to join the government that time. It was actually in 1987, I think immediately after the EDSA revolution. So I decided to join the government, starting off as an information officer. And, you know, as information officer, di ba, parang automatically you're given the role of being or doing MCing for the job, di ba? Parang ganun. So if you MC, take note that if you MC, just like what you're doing right now, if you host or if you moderate a certain program, you do not just sit down and wait for the script, but you also do your research yourself. And in the researching, you actually learn a lot too, di ba? Not only about the person, but also the content of the activity or the event, okay? And in addition to that, as information officer, I also got the chance of sitting down in the management committee level meeting, be with my boss, because I have to write something about the agency. It's a one-man team that time, information officer, one person. So by sitting down with, you know, the management committee, young at my age, and also being with the regional director all those times, I also got the chance of not necessarily eavesdropping, but also learning from what they are doing, the discussions, the leadership styles, and all that. And siguro what I would like also to mention particularly, the initial introduction about Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Effective Leaders was also one of the things that we learned even at the very start. So I think that was also very, you know, very helpful at that time. And siguro going further lang, Ix, on the journey rather, as head, eventually from information officer, I became the provincial director. So as a provincial director and also as a regional director of the Department of Tourism, later provincial director for a province in DTI, and then later a regional director for the Department of Tourism, I saw the responsibility and the accountability. If you are the head, you are accountable and responsible for the community, for the clients that you handle, that are under you. And you are also expected to provide directions and inspiration to your colleagues. And together, working together, your colleagues' work, and also your clients, because it should not only be, you know, one way delivering your services to your clients, but we also have to work together. We need to know what their needs are, what issues or challenges that we have to address to make our programs relevant and really be responsive. So together, we were able to go beyond the metrics. I think it's really very important to go beyond the metrics. Metrics meaning, diba, parang when I was at the DOT, parang number of tourist arrivals, we should go actually beyond that, or number of trainings conducted or things like those. But we should look at, as I was saying, going beyond the metrics, look at how the programs impacted their lives. Was it able to, you know, provide assistance to them by bringing food to their table? Was it able to, you know, enrich them, enrich their lives, not only those who are attending our programs, but even the lives of those who are dependent on them? Parang ganun siya, X. And finally, PTTC, full circle, no, from Department of Tourism, I went back. Now, DTI, PTTC, but still DTI. So at this level, actually, even before PTTC pala, I also had a stint at the Department of Tourism head office for a year. So now head office again, and I'm actually trying to see the difference. Difference in the sense na when you were at the regional or provincial level, you were actually directly engaging with the customers, with the clients, okay? Following the policies or following the orders of people above you, okay, those at the head office. But now that I'm part of the, you know, head office, so they say, there was a little adjustment, okay, some sort of an adjustment, because now you can no longer see, you cannot no longer get to meet face-to-face your clients, because there's a layer from the national office, you go to the provincial office, provincial to the municipal, and all that. So you seldom see the impact of your work, but you just make sure that these are delivered through the different channels down the line. But anyway, the same thing, even though I'm already at the head office, policy making is what is usually being done here. But somehow I'm still very thankful that I'm a part of a training institution that is directly and indirectly. Directly because it's the clients that we work with, but indirectly because it's the provincial or regional offices that assist us in facilitating all this. So it has become wider, it has become more deeper. And another thing that's really very interesting in the journey that I'm having right now is I was trusted by SECMON to handle the Philippine Skills Initiative. And I'm just siguro very happy and very proud to say that of the 8 MOUs that were signed between the Philippines and Singapore in 2019, only the project that I'm handling is currently moving.
Well, obviously, you've had a tremendously fruitful professional career. You have also garnered several prestigious awards. No? One of the Women Leaders of the World in 2019, Ulirang Ina Award for Government Service, as well as the Jerry Rojas Leadership Award. But amongst all your successes, what do you consider as your most valuable achievement?
Just looking at those awards, Jerry Rojas Leadership Award is something that I earned during my high school days. Parang siguro, how I look at it, parang even during those days, I already made the point that if you are leading, I was leading the student council then, there should also be something that you do, not only for the organization, not only for the students, but actually going beyond, you know, because the community is not only about the community within the campus of the school, but also the wider community where the families of these students are coming from. So siguro just to highlight two major things that I'd like to say, I highlight, no, that particular time that I was heading the student council. One, we actually went to the extent of, you know, kami mismo literally were concreting the officials. I encourage all the officials of the student council to concrete a stairs of a particular our particular high school. Parang ganon. Kasi I wanted us to feel na parang together we can do something. We may not be so skillful, you know, at doing the labor of concreting a particular stairs. Hindi naman siya ganun ka challenging talaga, masyadong challenging yung trabaho. But you know, the camaraderie, working together and targeting a goal, because I think the problem that we were trying to address during that time was the concern of some of the teachers, because they find it difficult to climb the stairs because it was just wood or something. So we decided on working on that particular, you know, stair concreting. And another, ito, going beyond our school, that's Notre Dame of UPI in Maguindanao, okay? Every Friday, or not necessarily naman every Friday, siguro mga twice a month, we were able to borrow parang mga open reel. And sa open reel, di ba? Open reel before yung mga movies, long before the Betamax and long before the VHS came. Di ba? Parang yung open reel, we were able to borrow movies. And then we also selected movies that we play in the quadrangle of the school. And alam mo, Ix, I even took the opportunity of, you know, leading the team. We borrowed a tricycle or at times a jeepney. We went around the town and we announced the movies that we're showing. So we wanted that to as an opportunity for the students and even their families, kasi the students no longer have to go home. They can wait, ano? Kung medyo madilim na, they can wait and then we can start the film showing and then their families can join. So I think it was really something that if I look back now, natutuwa ako na even at that young age, sabi ko nga, nagawa namin yun. But of course, we were not able to do that. I was not able to do that by myself. Of course, the team really had to do a lot about that too. And now for the women leaders of the world, I was actually looking at, you know, the progress, and I think it came when I just left the Department of Tourism. So I was thinking that the basis of selection was actually my contribution to the Department of Tourism. But siguro meron pa rin sila mga way back, because I think there were interviews that were conducted. But anyway, sa Department of Tourism, parang what happened when I joined in 2013. Siyempre, una mong hahanapin, what actually is the very objective? What's the very goal of that agency? So automatically, it's tourist arrival. So the tourist arrival in Region 12 that time was only about 817,000. That's really very small, di ba? 817,000, that's for domestic and only a handful foreign tourists. So yun, parang it's a challenge. So it was always in my mind that this is something that we need to address. So how to address that? We had to be strategic. The first is, of course, we need to evaluate and assess what are our products? What are we selling? What are the services that are available in the region? Why are we only attracting this much, di ba? And then we started ito, kasi nga, sabi ko, MASCOM graduate that I am, medyo maingay sa Facebook before, ma Facebook and all that. I made use of that to really, you know, announce and started promoting or telling or saying something about kahit na mga konting destination or festival lang that we had. So very handful lang when we started. Siguro you can actually count it by your hands. By the finger of your hands or the finger of your hands pala, parang ganon. So combination of some destination and some festival. And then we started, you know, making noise. We started letting the people, there's a small destination here, it's good to, you know, visit because you can actually support the community and all that and all that. Okay. So and then I started gathering the different tourism officers. The Department of Tourism regional office would only have parang siguro maximum for a small region like ours, maximum of 15 people. And how can you expect 15 people to do all the planning, product development, promotion, and training for around 50 ang cities and municipalities ng Region 12? So again, we need to strategize. So we started to encourage all tourism officers to gather, parang ganon, to join us in our meeting and make the metrics of the Department of Tourism as their metrics too, as their measure. And then we invested in terms of, you know, providing them training initially within the group and also bringing in some people, okay, network nga, no? Sabi ko nga, yung sa media before, I was able to bring in some people who can help us interview destinations that are already ready, and then they started discussing about their destination, and then hindi siya naging mahirap kasi syempre a lot of people would want to join the bandwagon, di ba? Parang eventually a lot of tourism officers and even their mayors started talking about what event or what festival they can develop, what destination, and then we started receiving, ma'am, meron kaming waterfalls, ma'am, meron kaming lake, ma'am, meron kaming ganun. But we always say that it doesn't necessarily mean that when you have these natural sites, automatically it becomes, you know, tourist destination. But you also have to put your heart into the development of it. And when you develop, of course, we have to consider everything, di ba? Yung balance nga na development. So that's as far as Department of Tourism, and I think I would also contribute to the award. And also, Ix, I would like also to take this opportunity because it was also during that time, no, that what we did a lot really of parang man-initiated, not natural. It's not based on natural destinations, but which were developed by the people themselves of Soxsurgeon. Number one muna, dun sa campaign. We had a campaign. I had this partner, he's Ralph Laico. We did Sox is Next. Okay, Sox is Next. Bakit Sox is Next? Sabi lang, ma'am, bakit Sox is Next? Dapat Sox is Now. Okay, we have to be candid, and we have to be honest to ourselves. That's what I was telling them. Kasi parang, who will ever, di ba? Will we be able to entice a lot of people to go to Soxsurgeon? Parang, hello, a lot of people have that perception about, you know, Soxsurgeon being this and like that. So, Sox is Next is what we thought about. Kasi parang, Sox is Next, like, if you're already tired, for example, going to Boracay all the time, we have a destination, we have a site, which has also white sand. It's Sarangani, parang ganon. If there's hot air balloon, for example, in Angeles City, we have paragliding, di ba? If you have yung Taal Volcano, okay, we also have Lake Holon. And if you have lechon in Cebu, we have lechon tuna and all that. So we were actually trying to identify, you know, the identify and associate the popular destinations in the Philippines and see what we have, and started, you know, promoting it as such. And it was unique, and it was catchy because even our head office recognized that. And then eventually, eto na nga, recognizing the efforts, the people of Soxsurgeon, we organized Treasures of Sox. Yun, Treasures of Sox, we brought together different government agencies, parang government agencies, LGUs, and we brought them. Nandito kami sa Kwan Ik, sa Glorieta. I think Glorieta for 4 years, and then my last year was in Robinson's. And then we were able to generate millions, talagang umabot siya na 27 million, 30 million, just to sell, not the usual trade fair. Well, the trade fair is there, but even yung mga travel fairs. So mga hotels were there, yung mga community women were there selling their tourism packages and all that. And ito pa, just to highlight, Ausox is the festival of the first people, giving recognition to the indigenous people because cultural tourism is our strength. And then we had yung International Bird Festival. This was also not only BIMP, but it's Asian. And the first ever Paragliding World Cup, we were able to host that. And the first ever, we supported also the first ever BIMP Budayaw Festival. So yun, sa Department of Tourism rin, X, gusto ko lang i-share because I think if our friends would, you know, have the chance of listening to this, they would say that I was a part of that. We attended that. Sa DOT naman, when I was at the head office, we had this OJT manual. Kasi parang problema before, di ba? Interns, they're sent to hotels. Tapos parang at the end of completing the number of hours, what have they learned? Di ba? Parang ganon. So parang it's a question. Or sometimes we heard that there are some interns who get to hotels or even restaurants and they need to pay. Parang they need to pay pa for them to be accommodated. Parang things like those. So we did this. There's an existing OJT manual in the Department of Tourism. But what we did when I joined the office is to put it in a talagang manual na pwedeng bitbitin ni intern at pwede ring dalhin or gamitin guide ng hotel. So we did an orientation. We brought together parang yung mga schools, mga tourism schools, and we brought also mga hotels who are in charge for internship. And then we presented the manual, and then nakalagay kasi doon, di ba? Ilan yung, gaano yung mga gagawin, ilang oras ang spend sa front office, sa back office, sa food and beverage, sa housekeeping and all that. And tuloy-tuloy siya. So I think it was also very, you know, very useful and successful. And ito pa, sorry ha, medyo excited lang ako. Yung Mabuhay Awards before was only parang participated in by, you know, big, I don't know if you heard about Mabuhay Awards. It's just participated by big hotels. Parang sabi ko, coming from the region, and now na I'm at the head office, parang bakit sila lang? Why aren't the small ones located in the regions or located in the provinces given the opportunity? So I haggled. Sabi ko, if we are to fund some of the prizes of the Mabuhay Award, I will sign that if we are to make it inclusive, di ba? We give the opportunity to the provinces and the regions to participate. Siyempre may screening. Pero what's important kasi sa screening, di ba? Sa screening, if you have the criteria, these hotels or these mga inns or whatever restaurants or tourism facilities in the regions would want to, you know, follow, and by following the criteria, they're actually also elevating their capacity, di ba? Their practices, not necessarily for winning, but because for alignment, certainly for alignment. So that's another thing that I was able to introduce at the head office when I joined them. And but of all the awards that I've received, from Jerry Rojas to world leaders, women world leaders of the world, I think the most the most valuable one that I'd like to consider is yung Ulirang Ina Award. Bakit Ulirang Ina? Parang ang hirap, di ba? Kasi sometimes, when I actually read the questions that you sent, parang I was thinking, do I really deserve Ulirang Ina Award? But I got it, so I think I deserved it. Okay, I was even asking my sons, ano, sabi ko, sabi nila, I think in some way you deserve, because you're not just our mother. You're actually the mother of all the organizations and agencies that you work with. So now I'm enlightened. Kasi sabi ko nga, di ba? Kasi sabi nila, if we were only to judge you as a mother to us, maybe you won't win. Kasi there were times na they were actually amazed when I'm still at the house at 9 o'clock. Oh, sabi nila, gugulo, ba't nandito ka pa? Parang ganon. And they would also be surprised when I'm at the house on weekends. Parang ganon. So anyway, I actually took what they said. And I think as a working mother, my role as such went actually beyond my biological sons. So parang lahat ng mga, ano ba, yung mga kliyente natin, yung mga the people that we're working with were actually, you know, children, or not necessarily naman children ng treatment mo sa kanila, but they're actually under your watch. So you have to be responsible to your, well, to your staff and to your clients, because they are under your watch as your children. You also need to set boundaries, di ba? Boundaries, kasi kung hanggang dyan lang talaga yung kaya, hanggang dyan lang yung kaya. And we have to be consistent with rules. There are some people who are saying na medyo strict ako, but we have to be, you know, we have to strict with our rules, with our principles. Otherwise, the direction that they're expecting from you may be, you know, lead to a different direction. You have to be supportive, you have to be patient, you need to have quality time, di ba? Sabi ko nga, natutuwa ako, X, I don't know if you saw one of my posts, even at 3,000 feet, 3,500 feet above sea level, I was doing meetings. Pagkatabi ko yung mga staff ko. Kaya minsan ayaw nilang tumabi sa akin kasi nagmi-meeting kami kahit na sa aeroplano, kasi sayang nga yung oras. But these are actually quality times. Ano? Not necessarily talking about work all the time, but also talking about the good times together and all that. But I think what's most important as a mother, as an ulirang ina, sabi nga, di ba? For you to be able, as parent, for you to be able to bring something on the table of your families. And I think that's also what I wanted our clients, the people that we've worked with, that they also find their value. They also find their, you know, the how they can make themselves productive and bring something not only for themselves but also for the family that they are here for. Thank you. Kaya yung pala ex-closing, kaya nga karamihan tawag nila sa akin, sa socks nung umalis ako, tawag nila sa akin, Queen Mother of Socks. Okay, that answers it. Thank you.
Ma'am, you founded the entity Complete Women a couple of years ago. What would be your mission and purpose in establishing that organization?
Complete Women was actually created to recognition generally to the women in tourism. In Soxargen, again, kasi this was created in tourism. Ano? Parang ganun siya. Led tourism enterprises in my home region where I was once the head of the Kwanga Department of Tourism. And cultural tourism was actually our greatest asset. Parang we were able to entice, di ba sabi ko kanina, from 817,000 when I joined the Department of Tourism in 2013. And when I left, we reached 4.9 million. So I would like to believe that one of the major reasons why people would go to Region 12 is because of culture. And if we talk about culture, we're actually talking about, you know, I would like to believe that most of them are women, okay? Okay, una muna, cultural tourism was our greatest asset, and indigenous women were the ones who were really very much involved. Women, because they are the ones who are perpetuating the culture, di ba? Paano? They perform. Sila yung nagwi-weave. Sila yung nagluluto. Ano pang pwede nilang gawin? Okay, they are the ones handling the homestay and all that. So, yun yung mga kwan. They in so doing, they're actually protecting and even preserving the culture. So sabi ko nga, if we were able to benefit from these indigenous women because of the cultural tourism that we were offering, I think it's also high time for us to also give back more than, you know, more than the usual training programs that we're doing. But this time, a package of services. Medyo isa rin siguro yun sa strength na I think na develop ko X kasi I was able to, you know, talk with the different regional directors. Actually, umabot kami ng Regional Development Council. They recognized the Complete Women as an organization as an entity that could actually realize yung gender and development efforts ng government. So parang ganun siya. But at the same time, sabi ko nga, hindi, kaya kung mapapansin nyo yung women, W, capital W, O, capital M-E-N. Okay, men, kasi we also think, in the gatherings that we had then, we also brought in men. And we also took that opportunity to thank the men in the lives of the women because they permitted, di ba? They allowed their wives to attend the programs that we were conducting. And more than that, when the women were absent, at home, when they were not at home, the men were the ones doing the household chores, di ba? They take care of children in doing their assignments and all that. So we were also very thankful to all the men who allowed and who supported, the husband who supported their partners. And ang Complete Women actually X was, since it was an interagency program, we saw to it that yung training was there, marketing of their products was there, yung core skills or yung mga values na ituro sa kanila, and the different economic agencies that committed also their support to that particular program also laid down their support to that Complete Women. But siguro sad note lang, medyo sad note, when I left Region 12, although at some point, kasi from head office, I went back kasi parang reassignment lang sa DOT yun noon eh. And then I went back, I was sent back to my home region before I finally joined PTTC. So I would like to believe that the head office of the Department of Tourism also adopted that. But some things, you know, in the government, sad because and unfortunate because siguro yung value of the project was not considered so much. Baka yung ano ba siya, because there's already a different leader or walang, I don't know, different leader who would have different priorities, medyo na bago. But we're still very much in contact. What I'm telling them even right now is that while I left, it doesn't mean that you are left behind. We're still connecting. Parang isa-isa, we encourage them to attend the meeting of PTTC. But what I'm telling them right now is that just wait because we can actually scale, diba? Because from DOT before, now that I'm with DTI, I think I still have the connections with the DOT regional office and the provincial offices there. We can still have their programs and other agencies, of course, and plus, diba? Parang them plus now my current position, and not only Region 12 in particular, but I wouldn't promise yet, but I will do my very best to really bring back Complete Women now scaled, because we would already be able to involve women group in other regions. So hindi na lang siya sok sergeant. So it can scale, and God will help me. Let's claim it. We can do it.
In an article published in PhilStar, you have mentioned that DTI is now directing its focus to empower the micro and small online sellers. Now, what were the factors you considered in moving towards this strategy?
Yeah, okay. As DTI, it was a shift, you know, from the Department of Tourism. We were actually developing, kasi DTI nga, we're actually focused on developing certain products. But I think, sabi ko nga, Department of Tourism, it was a different challenge, because product development in Department of Tourism is actually developing the whole community. But anyway, going back to DTI, and now assisting the micro, small, and medium enterprises, the online sellers, okay, and putting them on, ano ba siya, mga online platform and all that, digital transformation that we may consider. I think, some of the factors that we have to consider in moving towards a strategy would be, first, internally within PTTC, we have to be aligned. We also have to reskill, and we have to be upskill, because we cannot, you know, we cannot translate whatever we wanted to teach to our MSMEs for them to learn if we ourselves are not ready. So I think that's the first thing that we did. So staff preparation, reskilling and upskilling, and even the system, we did something to address those particular concerns. Siguro just to highlight a bit, during the pandemic, kasi di ba parang during the pandemic, we are a training institution that's really heavily relying on physical training. So we have more than 10 training rooms in PTTC, but during the pandemic, automatically stop. So what I said was, we cannot stop, diba? We cannot stop from offering our services. We need to do something. So we were able to pick up people from different divisions and bring them together. They may not necessarily be assigned in a particular, you know, in the IT unit, for example, but seeing the skill that we have around, we were able to bring them together. So we depended on them first. So relying on their skills and capability. And then later on, if there was a need for us to expand our services and scale, we would look for people who can help us. So yun, challenge kasi before to get services, to get products. So we were able to make use of our network to borrow. We even borrowed Zoom account, parang umabot kami to that extent. And siguro another thing also, siguro it's also important, ano, for I'd like to also add this here. It's really very important for an organization, if there are disruptions that will happen, tuloy-tuloy pa rin dapat nararamdaman pa rin tayo. Dapat our clients still feel us. Sabi ko nga, we didn't have training for a month because we need to look for ways, the platform that can make us deliver our projects, programs, and services. So the first thing that we did, sabi ko, parang I think we need to address the concerns of the public first. And I think the concern during that time was parang mga face shield and face mask, parang ganon, di ba? And we have this DigiFab in PTTC, and hindi ganon ka ready. Our staff was not so ready, di ba, in terms of the digital design and all that. But again, having the network, I had friends from Mapua, parang ganon, and they were engineers and they were producing, you know, they were designing and they were producing, and we were able to bring them to PTTC. So I think that particular, you know, activity that we did, producing face shields, made us present even if we were absent. We were absent because our training was not available, but we were present because we were addressing certain things that were still relevant. Okay, so yun, I think those are some factors that we really need to consider. First, be present. Second is we need to reskill and upskill. And knowing the people, finding the people who can really assist us because during that time, we may not be able to, you know, provide immediately the kind of training that we needed for the agency.
In a 2017 Instagram post, you actually shared a photo with the caption, "Bridges made of steel, made of stone, made of wood, made of rope. One thing sure, bridges will connect you to tomorrow and to the past, will connect you to a new life, new experience." Could you please unpack this lovely message further for our listeners?
You know, Ix, when I read when I heard you parang saying this question right now, parang again, as I was telling you, I really appreciate the fact that, you know, you research, you do a lot of research. And I think this is actually one of my favorite songs. I even watched the concert of Kevin Letao, if you know her, parang way, way back, mga 80s. Okay, the song, there's a concert of Kevin Letao. But anyway, bridges, yes, it's true. If we look, siguro initially at the parang environs of a bridge, napatanong rin ako sa sarili ko eh, when you ask this question, kasi parang, okay, during that time when I was actually crossing, I think it's a bridge at the foot of Mount Apo, parang ganon. And I was actually thinking, and then I also included other bridges, I think. Okay, anyway, thinking about the environs of a bridge, you actually come to a certain point and the bridge, okay, you come from a certain point pala. You come from a certain point and a bridge is there that will connect you to another point. And when we talk about points, back ba siya or forward ba siya na point, this may be experiences, this may be people, this may be events, or this may be, you know, plainly or literally destination. Okay, destinations, yun na nga, reflects the environment, the different experiences, different people or different stages in life. So yung bridges may be smooth or may be shaky, okay? But I think we need to embrace both. Maganda man yung pinanggalingan mo, good or bad, maganda man yung mga taong nakasama mo from the past or in the future, or yung experiences in the past, in the future, you have to embrace both. Because I think in all the things that we do in life, there are things that we learn. There are things that will make us realize, you know, how life is good, what lessons we can learn for us to be able to address whatever challenges or whatever issues that we'll encounter in the past. People will be, you know, very helpful, small or big, whatever their positions may be, whatever that type of destination or that place may be, whatever the environment, there will be things that you will be learning from. So it can be something that will be beneficial to you, or it can be something that you can provide benefits to, because you are at a position, parang ganon. So at a position, so bridge. So I was also looking at myself as, you know, somebody who is crossing bridge and also trying to connect the bridge between people, or bridge between, well, particularly between people. Because I'd like to consider my position now in the government as also very fortunate. Very fortunate kasi nga, di ba? We cannot actually provide assistance to people if we are not rich. Parang ganon. If you do not have the resources, if you do not have the money, lip service will not be enough. People will really be expecting that there's something value that you will add in kind, not necessarily through money. And I think my position in the government made me realize those dreams that I wanted to provide to these people, to this, you know, the people who need them on either side of the bridge. So as I have always been saying to my staff, the government would have all the resources. We have the people, di ba? Hindi mababankrupt kahit paano yung gobyerno, because we have the funds. Okay, we have the connections, and it's just a matter of making use of all of these resources for us to be able to use that bridge and bring services, bring enlightenment, bring whatever that's relevant and responsive to the needs of the people to make their life, parang to make their life and make their lives more meaningful and eventually, di ba, lalong-lalo na doon sa mga people who need our service, their lives can be elevated. So as I'd like to look at that bridge as something like that. So sabi nga, in closing, there are bridges that are solid foundation, strength, hanggang ngayon, buhay pa rin, di ba? May assurance, may confidence ka in getting across because you know that a particular person, for example, the network that you have, would be able to help you realize the dream that you wanted to bring across the bridge. So one way or another, we will cross a bridge, no matter how shaky. The significance of that experience, life or people at the end of the bridge, will dictate actually how we will cross that bridge. Yes, X. Bridges. I love that.
Before we end the podcast, I would like to request for some more words of encouragement from you. For anyone listening who would like to make their own mark in the world, what would be your advice?
I'll leave you with some tips. And when I say tips, it's literally tips, as in letter T, transformational. I think this is one thing that we always think about when we do something. It should not always be transactional. Kasi pag transactional, di ba, parang we're only tied with the metrics. We, for example, in the case of PTTC, number of trainings conducted, number of participants, number of participants generated and all that. But if it has to be transformational, we need to find out how were we able to transform the lives of the people? How are we able to transform the lives of the community that we are helping through the programs that we're delivering? That's number one, letter T. And letter I, make it inclusive. Not all people are given the chance, for example, to access the programs of the government, but having been there, having lived in, you know, a town in Maguindanao, where I'd like to believe during the early 70s, I was in elementary school then. I personally experienced, you know, difficulties, human-induced or mga armed conflicts and all that. And I'd like to believe that I was actually questioning even at my young age, where is the government? I cannot feel it. So parang ganun rin siya. Having experienced that, I see to it that somehow, let's be inclusive. Let's not leave people behind. There are some people who can easily access the programs of the government or the NGOs or whatever, but there are also a big majority cannot access. So find them. Okay, look for them. Do not just wait for them to come to you. Be proactive nga, sabi natin, di ba? You can connect and get to know them. Be inclusive. Whatever they all are, young or old, woman or man, what gender or what sexes, etc. Be inclusive. Another one is be proactive. That's letter P. Proactive meaning you should somehow be, as a leader, you should be steps ahead of your staff. You should be able to look at where you're bringing the organization and the people to. Hindi siya dapat, we're not supposed to be in the same step. Although, of course, you will have to listen to all the inputs of your colleagues, but you should be able to, you know, be steps ahead for you to be able to bring back or direct your organization properly. So proactive means also would also mean reskilling or upskilling yourself. Preparing yourself. Even sabi ko nga, yung simple K-drama lang. Kasi talaga, ako nanonood ako ng K-drama. I also get to learn. There are things that you learn from the locale of the story. Diba? The language, the values, and all that. So that's being proactive. And finally, for letter S, that completes the tips, is synergize. Synergize, sabi nga natin, diba? I always remember yung story about the stones in a bottle. You can actually fill it with just big stones, but even the small pebbles, okay, should also be included. So what I'm saying is we should be able to collaborate. We should be able to listen to the thoughts of each and everyone, big or small. Each person or each individual would have his or her experiences in life. And those experiences may not be the same experience that you have. So whatever their experiences are, look for the value that can be added to what you're doing right now. So again, my tips are those tips. Be transformational, inclusive, be proactive, and also synergize. Thank you very much, Ix.
That's it for today. Let me know what you think. Send in some questions and perhaps share this episode with people you know who might be interested to listen. Till the next episode. Cheers.